From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After a seesaw year for many crops and commodities, the economic outlook for several key California crops includes moderate improvements this year. An analyst for Rabobank says market's prospects for processing tomatoes looks generally positive and predicts modest increases in rice and almond prices. Pandemic-related swings in demand disrupted markets last year, and uncertainties linger about domestic and international demand. Syngenta Seeds has partnered with University of Arkansas Resiliency Center to publish new research highlighting the potential of beef producers to reduce their environmental footprint by using Syngenta Seeds Enogen corn. Agriculture.com reports the life cycle assessment is based on studies conducted at the University of Nebraska and Kansas State University, which identified feed efficiency gains around 5%. Researchers say this can lead to reduced emissions and less consumption of natural resources while helping farmers maximize operations. The International Trade Commission has decided that blueberry imports are not posing a substantial cause of serious injury or the threat of serious injury to domestic blueberry growers. According to thepacker.com, the ITC says Thursday's determination was made in the context of an investigation initiated in September at the request of the U.S. Trade Representative. Following the 5-0 vote, the ITC says the investigation will end and there will be no remedy recommended to the president. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.